Welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Perry Stone. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastor Jim Baker.
We are so excited today to have Perry Stone back with us for day two with him. Wow, he was on fire yesterday.
Yes, I love it.
And Perry Stone is the founder and president of the Voice of Evangelism Outreach Ministries in Cleveland, Tennessee. Perry is the host of Manifest, a weekly TV program which airs on the PTL Voice of the Prophets Network. He has produced an extensive library of books, CDs, DVDs, biblical and prophetic subjects. Welcome back to our program today, Perry Stone.
Thank you. Jim, well, the only problem I have, Jim, with those old clips is I go from black hair to gray hair, black hair back to gray hair, black. I don't know why I just didn't let it do this years ago and let it go. My daughter.
I think you look great.
I appreciate it. My daughter, I got to tell you a funny story real quick. My daughter was a little girl. My dad was totally gray-headed. I was turning salt and pepper. And my dad looked at me. He said, "Oh, son, I hate to see you turn gray. It means you're going to go to be with Jesus before long." And he was cutting up. My little girl heard it and start crying. I don't think she remembers this. And she said, "Daddy's going to go home to be with Jesus because his hair is gray." And she did not want me having gray hair. So that's actually one of the things that happened.
Yeah,
true story. That's actually one of the things that happened.
Well, you were on fire yesterday.
Praise God. Praise God.
What a message.
Yes.
Well, I'm stirred up in my spirit. I love this nation. I love what we represented. I love the religious freedom that we have. In this country, you have a right to be liberal. You have a right to be an atheist. You have a right to be a Christian. You have a right to be a Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, whatever you want to be. But we have a segment of the population that's attempting to control the other half or silence the other half that disagrees with them. And I don't know of anybody that's ever been on the conservative end that has actually attempted to silence other people. What conservatives normally do is they like to debate. They like to say, "Okay, this is what you believe. Let's see what I believe. Let's weigh it out and see who's got the best evidence for what they believe." But there's people that no longer permit an actual debate of opinion. Opinions are not permitted. And so the system that we're coming to is a system which is predicted, Jim, in the Bible, which we call the Antichrist system, which is a system of absolute, utter control, political, military, economic control, which will be headed up by a person we know in the Bible that's called the Antichrist. And by the way, the phrase Antichrist in our English translation is found in 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 2, and also actually in the epistles of John, let me say it this way, it's four different times that Antichrist is mentioned. And there is, according to John, a spirit of Antichrist, which has been in existence all the way back to his day. And what that spirit was, it was a spirit that denied, and this is John's definition in the Bible, the New Testament, the spirit of Antichrist is the spirit that denied that Jesus is the Son of God, and is also the spirit that denies the relationship that God the Father has with his Son, Jesus Christ. One of the biggest challenges that you have when you are in certain parts of the world is the idea that the New Testament teaches that Jesus is the Son of God, when there are religions that teach that God has no son. And it's difficult for people who have been taught that to understand how that's possible. I remember preaching on the Mount of Olives. I want to sidetrack here for a moment because this could help someone that's watching. But I was ministering on the Mount of Olives, taping a Manifest telecast, and there was a man, he happened to be a Muslim man, that was listening to me. And when I was finished, He began to ask me questions about two things. Why was I preaching on the power of Jesus' blood? And why did I believe that Jesus was the Son of God when God cannot have a son? Well, when I studied his belief, the idea was that somehow that God impregnated Mary like a man would a woman, and they made it a perversion type thing versus what the Bible teaches, which is the Holy Spirit overshadowed her with the seed of God's word. In the beginning was the word. So the man asked me these two questions. I said, first of all, what would make Jesus God's son? I said, first of all, I have a son. He has to carry my name. His name is Jonathan Stone, so he has to carry my name. He has to come forth out of me, and he has my bloodline. He carries my blood. And so when I said this to this man, I said, you do know that Islam teaches that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He said, of course, we believe that. And I said, now, if a human man's seed did not impregnate Mary for Jesus to be born, how was she born? And he explained it this way about like the breath that came on her, God blew upon her, the breath that came upon her, which is the overshadowing, you know, that we talk about in the New Testament of the Holy Spirit. I said, okay, that's right. The Holy Spirit, God breathed upon her. But I said, where does blood come from? Because you have to have that seed of the man to create certain elements in the blood. And then I began to say to him that Jesus came in the name of God, doing miracles in God's name. And I did this big explanation. And when I talked about where did the blood come from and the fact that her being a virgin without the seed of a man, it puzzled him. And he said, I will have to ask my mom that because I really don't have the answer to what you're saying. My point is that the way that you prove Jesus is who he is in any part of the world is miracles, by praying in his name and miracles happening. And the second way you prove who he is by the baptism in the Holy Spirit, because how can people that have no knowledge of a known language pray in a language that exists on the earth in the fluent dialect linguistically when they have never studied the language? So these are two ways that we know that you prove the Holy Spirit is real and Jesus is real. Now, having said that, let me read this to you because I know one of the questions that you wanted to ask me was about this seventh empire that's forming at the end of days and then the eighth that comes out of one of the seven. What I would like to do is just do a mini study here for just a moment. The dragon is a symbol in the book of Revelation for Satan in chapter 12. And actually that word dragon in the King James translation is a Greek word for serpent, a very large serpent. And the dragon has seven heads. The heads are two things. They represent kingdoms that have existed in prophecy, but they also can represent the prince spirit that was connected to that particular kingdom. For example, in Daniel chapter 10, you have the kingdom of Persia and the kingdom of Greece that are mentioned in the prophecies, but you also have in chapter 10 the prince of Persia and the prince of Grecia, which are two demonic principalities that were controlling the kings of those two empires of prophecy. Now, and when you come into chapter, this is the verse I want to read, in chapter 17 in the book of Revelation, there's a woman riding a beast with seven heads and 10 horns. And here is mine that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There, and double interpretation here, there are seven kings. Five are fallen. One is, and that means present tense, existed when John wrote this, that this kingdom existed then. The other, this is number seven, is not yet come. And when he comes, he continues a short space. But the beast that was and is not, that shall ascend out of the abyss, is the eighth. So the last kingdom that will rule this earth, which is the dictatorship through the Antichrist and his 10 nations and 10 kings that will follow him, is called kingdom number eight. Now, in the prophecies of Daniel and John, when number eight gets here, the eighth kingdom gets here, it actually rules for a time, times, and dividing a time. Now, time is a year. Times is 2 years. Dividing of time is half of a year, which is 6 months. And that's why that totals in Revelation 13, 42 months, or he also mentions the days of 1,260 days, which is the old prophetic calendar of 360 days that make a year, the old calendar in the 7th century BC and before. Now, if you look back at Bible prophecy in history, you have Egypt, followed by the kingdom of Assyria, then followed by Babylon, followed by the Medes and Persians, and followed by Alexander the Great or the Grecian Empire. So there's five. The next empire in line, historically, is Rome. Five kingdoms are fallen. Those five I just named do not exist. So they're fallen. They're out of the picture. John said, but one is, and that's present tense. That one would be the Roman Empire. The Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation in the time of the Roman Empire. So, pardon me, that's the kingdom which is. Then, and here's where it gets real curious, he says, now there's a seventh one coming for a short space. When you go through history, you see where the Roman Empire split between the East and the West. That's the two legs, by the way, on that metallic image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in Daniel 2, legs of iron, Eastern Empire, Western Empire, both about 1,000 years each. Then you realize when you read the prophecy, especially taking the book of Daniel, that the seventh empire is toward the end of days, and the seventh empire will continue for a short space. Now, what's interesting is that if we go to that metallic image in Daniel chapter 2, it represents East and West Rome. But then it forms into 2 feet. Well, the 2 feet still have to be East and West. Those 2 feet end up with 10 toes that are the 10 kings of the last day. It still has to be East and West. What is interesting is if you go to Europe, for example, Europe is divided between Eastern Europe and Western Europe. It was divided under Western Europe being democracy and Eastern Europe being communism. Now you can take parts of Europe and you can see where, depending on where you're at, of course, that it is now being divided between what's called a democracy and Islam, because you have Turkey, which is a part of the old, what we call Asia Minor in the Bible. You have those countries on the edge of Turkey that goes over toward Russia and those areas as well. Now, where the story gets interesting is the seventh empire and the eighth, because some people have said that the seventh empire that John alluded to was the Ottoman Turkish Empire that lost control of Palestine in 1917 after ruling for 400 years. Others say that the empire that John alluded to that was the seventh would be Germany and the Third Reich that came under Hitler that literally created a Holocaust for 7 years. And I tend to think, and I'm going to show you why, that the seventh empire that continues a short space, some even say it's the EU, the common market, but there is a global government and it's already here. And this is what the nations are trying to form right now, is one religion, and it's not going to be Christianity that we know it. It's going to be a total apostate form. That's the false prophet of Revelation 13. But trying to form one religion, one economy, which is a global economy, one system of trading through what's called a mark, a name, or a number. That's Revelation 13. That's the famous verse on the mark of the beast. Now, if the Antichrist forms kingdom number 8, and he rules for 42 months, which if we take traditional theology, would be the last 7 years of a tribulation time frame or a tribulation period. And there'll be differences of opinion on this, of course, but this is just one way of looking at it. Then the last 42 months of the 7 years is when this beast kingdom rules, and it is hell on earth. It's the beheadings. It's horrible. It's murder. It's killing. It's slaying. It's drought. It's judgment. The Bible says in Daniel 12, it's a time of trouble such as there was not, since there was a nation, nor ever shall be. But that leaves you, Daniel 9:27, the 7 year time frame there of the peace treaty, that leaves you the first 3.5 years. It doth appear that the first 3.5 years is the Seventh Empire that then merges and becomes the Eighth Empire. Now, when we look at, for example, chapter 13 of Revelation, let's take the seven heads of the seven empires again. They were, again, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, Rome, the Seventh Empire, which will rule for a short space, then number eight. Now, if we take the seven and we go to Revelation chapter 13, and this is all interesting when you put this together, you find out that the dragon has seven heads. Then it says in Revelation 13, one of his heads was wounded unto death, and the deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, I'm going to get into something real heavy here in just a minute. Now, I've always heard it taught growing up, and maybe, Jim, you did too, that the Antichrist is going to be shot in the head, and then he's going to resurrect from the dead. Well, there was some preaching on that. There were novels that talked about that. But it does, it says one of his heads. Now, how many heads can a man have? A man only has one head. The scripture says one of his heads. It's referring to one of the seven empires is dead, and it will come back from the dead. Now, watch this. Egypt is still Egypt. Assyria today is the country of Syria. Persia is the country of Iran. Now, what I'm doing, I'm going to these old empires and showing you that that nation still exists. Greece is still Greece. Rome, Italy is still Rome, okay? So the only empire, and this is interesting, that is dead out of the whole listing is Babylon. Now, in chapter 17 and 18, there's this whole writing in Revelation on Mystery Babylon. Now, Babylon, oddly enough, would be the territory. If we take the old Babylon, the ancient Babylon, it's the territory of Iraq, the territory of Syria, the territory of Lebanon. That whole territory through there was the ancient Babylonian territory. Now, what's strange is King Nebuchadnezzar ruled from Babylon. The Medes and the Persians defeated Babylon and took the area over, and they ruled from Babylon. Alexander the Great took the area from the Medes and Persians, and he ruled from Babylon. So three of the four major empires, if we put Rome as the fourth, three of the four ruled from this area called Babylon. Now, why is that important? Because when we start getting into the Gulf War, we start getting into the heart of ancient Babylon. When the war in Syria took place, it's the heart of ancient Babylon. When the conflict in Lebanon took place, it's the heart of ancient Babylon. And so this territory is actually, if we take it from just the Bible, now I know there's just a difference of opinion about Mystery Babylon. Some make that New York, or they make it a more contemporary city. Some make it Rome, Italy. But if we take just everything, what we're going to do here is take the whole of the scripture. The Middle East is where the biggest part of this activity is going to take place. Now, that's why, now watch this, because on the front of the book, and you're offering the book here, and again, I wrote this some time back, but it's practical now. That's why I wanted to bring it back publicly before the people to get it. Here's what it says. Osama bin Laden's death and the potential effect of his clones. Wow. Now, check this out. Check this out. Bin Laden, as you know, was originally in Afghanistan, and he went over to Pakistan and hid, and that's where he was killed by the U.S. SEALs. But Afghanistan was the heart of this. Now, Russia fought for years. I want to say 10 years. I may be off on that, but they fought for years because they wanted the uranium in Afghanistan, and they wanted to run a pipeline through there. And the Taliban, the Mujahideen, and the United States was supporting bin Laden at this time and support, instead of the United States fighting the Russians, they did a proxy war through the Taliban and through the Mujahideen, who bin Laden was one of the big heads. Now, I'm going to tell you an inside story here that very few people know that came to me from a man in Pakistan whose father trains Muslims to, for we would call, that's not the word they use, but we would call it evangelism. So he's a very well-known businessman. There was an agreement made, not publicly, but secretly, with bin Laden that if he could keep the Russians out, that eventually the United States would work with Afghanistan to put a pipeline in there And he and the men with him, the we would call it Taliban, could get royalties from it. When the Russians were kept out and bin Laden wanted to ask them, when are they going to build the pipeline and when he could get his royalties, he was told that, well, the company that was going to do it, and I won't name the company on this program publicly, has gone bankrupt and gone under business, and we got a problem now, so that's off the table. My Pakistani friend said that bin Laden, this was a meeting in Europe, hit the table. He said, well, I'm coming after you, and you're going to pay for this. And they laughed at him, and allegedly one of the men made a statement, what can a guy wearing a towel on his head living in a cave do to us? Well, we know what happened at the Trade Center of the Pentagon. That's what he did to us. Now, in this, I talk about his death and the potential of his clones. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. This is going to help. Jim, we need this done immediately. You got to do this immediately because we can't let the voices that are on his network go silent, folks. And who's going to save him? You think D.C. is going to come in and say, oh, Jim, we want to help you, man. You're such a good guy. You're helping us. You think they're going to do that? No. Who's going to do it? The remnant of people who are still out there who know the word. The one thing that bothers me the most about this younger generation is they do not know prophecy and they don't know the Bible. The older generation, which, and I'm not saying old, I'm not saying you're old, older generation of the 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, you are the Bible people who know the book. You came up under Hal Lindsey. Some of you have come up under our teaching. You've come up under John Hagee. You've come up under prophetic teaching, prophetic preachers. You've come up for years. You love the Bible. Our prophetic summit every June is one of the biggest attendance conferences outside of our main event in October that we have because they love to learn the prophetic word. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. It's going to be up to you to take the stand and to begin to support immediately what is being, what needs to be done is the messages and the words to get out to the people. If we shut off the internet, if we shut off television stations, then we're going to shut off, now watch this, not just the opportunity for you to learn, but the opportunity for unsaved people. Listen to me. God, I feel the anointing just talking about this. Whatever big is coming down the pike in the United, I felt the anointing. Jim, listen to me. This is real important. This is real important. I'm just feeling this by the Holy Spirit like a revelation being dropped in my spirit. Whatever's getting ready to happen in America, and it's big, it's going to cause panic in so many people. They're going to say, somebody tell me what's going on. Somebody tell me. Now, the enemy is making a final effort to shut down anybody that's got prophecy. Now, these other guys preaching touchy-feely gospel, nobody going to mess with them. Nobody's going to mess with somebody just smiling and, you know, just building, you know, let's smile, kumbaya, let's join hands and love each other. Nobody's going to say nothing about them, not at all. It's the prophetic word that Satan hates because that's the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Right.
You prove that Jesus is the Son of God by the spirit of prophecy.
Yeah.
You prove the Bible is true by prophecy. You prove that Jesus is the Messiah by prophecy. You prove that he's coming back by prophecy. So this is a last-ditch effort. And I feel this by the Spirit of God. My hair is standing on my arms right now. To make sure the voice is not there when the voice is needed the most. And the voice are the voices of the prophetic, and let me just say this, not all of us agree on the timing of the rapture, not all of us agree on things about the tribulation. That's not the point. The point is you've got to get the message of what the word is teaching because 90% of it we all agree on. And so this is what is important. This is what is so important right now. Please listen to me. Why did they want to cut John the Baptist's head off? Because he was preaching a prophetic word that the Messiah was coming. Why did they want to cut Paul's head off? Because he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and he was preaching also about the revelation of the coming of the Lord. That was his first letter in 1 Thessalonians. Why did they put John in oil? Are you listening, somebody? John was put in oil and boiled before he was ever put on the on the Isle of Patmos. Why did Domitian try to kill him? You know why? It was before the book of Revelation was written. The vision had not yet been given, and Satan wanted to kill the man that was about to see the vision. The attacks that we are under, please listen to me. The attacks that we are under has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with prophecy. The attacks that the United States is under, this thing of firing people from their jobs because they differ with you, and all the attacks that's coming, all of this is about the prophetic, because the enemy knows, he can sense it. You got volcanoes going off, you got earthquakes getting ready to happen in America, you got tsunamis about to hit, and people are going to need prayer, and they're going to need people that know how to pray, right. And they're going to need people that know the Word to teach them the Word. And the enemy says, what I'll do, my God, I feel the Holy Spirit, hallelujah.
Yeah.
The enemy says, what I'll do is try to silence it. Now, everybody watching me, I mean everybody, I mean 100%. You know, God's blessed our ministry. I'm not asking this for Perry Stone. But there, you've got to understand, I don't have a network. I have a single program. Jim has worked with networks his entire life. He understands the power of a network to continually bring a message. You get 30 minutes of me if you're lucky, then you can go to my YouTube channel or somewhere and you can watch it again. Yeah, praise God, but you get 30 minutes. But listen, year after year, day after day, hour after hour, folks, can I tell you, most of your prophecy preachers have gone to be with the Lord?
Yeah.
Do you
right.
want me to name J.R. Church, Grant Jeffries? Do you want me to name 15 men that I started preaching with in 1991 that have now got, Chuck Missler, they've gone to be with the Lord? There's only a few of us left.
That's right.
And Jim is allowing these men, even if there's differences of opinion, that does not matter. Dear God, they almost killed each other over circumcision in the early church. Hello. And eating meat. Don't eat meat. Eat meat. Don't eat meat. Meat. I mean, they had their disagreements. I am not here to disagree with anybody. I'm here to share with you what the Word of the Lord is giving me. Listen, everybody. That's you, everybody. Order the book. But if you don't even order the book, get a donation out and let's keep this voice of the prophets on the air. Because, folks, I'm not playing with you. I don't play games with what I sense in the spirit. Not only do I have a fear of the Lord myself, but my dad was very prophetic. He heard from God. And man, he says, you don't speak unless God speaks, so you keep your mouth shut. So I'm telling you what I feel in my spirit. The attacks are about the fact that the Word of God is going to be unleashed through visions and dreams, and God's going to give people solutions for their problems. God's going to tell people where to go, what to do, how to plan, what to prepare for when the world's not ready for it.
Yeah.
When the world's not paying attention.
Yeah.
It's just like the Christians. When the Lord told them, and an angel came, according to an early church father, and said, get out of Jerusalem while you can. There's an open door. Go to Pella. And those Christians left, and the Jewish rebels were angry at them. You need to stay and fight with us. We're going to take the city. God's going to deliver it. And the Christians knew better because they already had a prophetic word from Jesus 38 years before. Now, think about that for just a minute. So, in other words, the Christians who paid attention knew the move. They knew where to go. They knew where to live when Jerusalem was about to be annihilated and burnt to the ground. And so God wants you to be like the sons of Issachar, to know the times. But how are you going to know the times when there's nobody there to teach you the times, when there's no one to tell you about the seasons that we're in? Because I'm telling you, this is no attack on any other network, but I see a lot of the other networks, they don't give you the kind of real blunt, in-your-face, Holy Ghost, tell-the-truth preaching. They just aren't going to do it, and the ministers aren't going to do it. They're afraid. Let me tell you something. Preachers are afraid of losing financial support. Can I tell you something? I'm not afraid of losing it because God's the one that called me.
Yes.
Men didn't call me. God's the one that's blessed me through all these years and helped me to do everything I'm doing. And I'm going to tell you when I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up when God shuts me up, when it's time for me to go to glory. That's when you're going to say they finally shut him up. It's when Jesus comes to either catch me up or I go to heaven, one of the two. Because I want you to know something. This voice of God's word, the prophetic word, has got to be taught. And I'm going to tell you what I've learned, especially the past year. You don't take nothing with you, brother. Did you ever see a hearse pulling a flat screen TV behind it? No.
Yeah,
the race car the guy bought? No.
Right.
So if you can't take it with you, you better start. Your reward's going to be based on how many people you helped win through ministries, TV ministries, through books, through tapes, through videos. That's where your reward's going to come from. How many people? You know, you may not always be able to witness, but we can. Jim can. This program can. So you listen to Perry Stone. If you've never listened to him before, listen to me right now. You get the best donation out you can get. Whether you get the book or not is insignificant, but do it. Because I'm telling you, I am so stirred and I am so provoked in my spirit that these type of messages, that message right there, there's people that don't want to hear that. But there's people that need to hear it. You need to hear what's about to happen. It's in the book. And the reason, listen, the reason to study prophecy is because, can I tell you something? The symbolism in Daniel Revelation, it's difficult to study if you don't have the foundation of knowing how the Bible interprets the symbols. That's why God calls ministers. That's why he calls evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He calls us to do this to help you to understand. It's a call of God. Now, this is going to be, if you've never got into detail on this subject, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to explain to you the Antichrist kingdom. It's going to explain to you how, Jim, you heard this taught probably growing up. I did, that the Antichrist would be a Jew from the tribe of Dan. I mean, it was a common teaching. I went to the Middle East years ago, and I kept saying to myself, this doesn't make sense because this country is shared by other religions. And not only that, but I can't see how a Jew would be killing all the Jews during the tribulation period and trying to behead them. I understand where they took their theory from, but I started researching that theory and came up with something different. So this book's going to go through a lot of information and revelation, and it is about 262 pages. So get it? But even I'm saying again, even if you don't get the book, I want you to help this man out. I'm serious, because you must understand there are, I don't throw this around. I do not throw this around. I'm very careful at what I say to people. I know in my spirit, I know what I feel. I've only felt it one other time in my life probably. And I know something big. There is something big coming down the pike. And I believe, I had a dream the other night. Maybe I'll go ahead and share this dream, but I had a dream. I was in Washington, D.C. I guess I'd been just invited to come up there. And I was in a department of the federal government building. I'm not sure what building it was, but there were men and women sitting there. And I said to them, I told them about the vision God gave me of the 9/11 attack 5 years before it happened. I won't go into that. And I said to them, but something big's about to happen. And this is what I said in this dream, and it's going to impact millions of people. And you all better get ready and you better start paying attention, because it's going to impact millions of people. Now, where are people going to go? And the answer is they're going to go, I'm telling you, they're going to go where people know the future based on this book. Because it's sad, but a lot of preachers won't preach it. A lot of preachers say, well, it's too negative. Well, it's going to scare people. Let me tell you, I hope it scares the hell out of some people. And I'm saying hell in the sense of hell, fire, and brimstone, not in some kind of slang way. I hope literally,
yeah.
The Bible, can I tell you what the Bible says, to be honest with you? It says, save some by fear. Did you understand? We're told to save some by... Sometimes the fear of God, the fear of eternity, is what brings people to Christ. People are saved by the fear of the Lord. They're saved by the fear of eternity. They're saved by the fear. What does it say about Noah? Noah being moved by fear. Read it in your Bible. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house. There's a good kind of fear that brings you to repentance. I'm not talking about a spirit of fear to say, oh, God, what are we going to do? How are we going to make it? But there is a spirit of fear of saying, oh, my God, it's the last days. Jesus is coming. What am I going to do? How am I going to live? That's the fear of God. If you feel that, that's the fear of the Lord. And that's the Lord saying, get right with me.
Amen.
Yeah. See, we who are saved, you can't threaten us with going to heaven. I hate to see the number of good, godly people passing away with the virus. But you know what? You can't threaten them with heaven. They've just stepped over into their eternal life, and they're
going to
rule with Christ for 1,000 years. So they, you know, we can't feel bad about them. We miss them, but we can't feel bad about them because they've gone to heaven before us. But while we're here, we're still here. Oh, I feel, man, I just feel the presence of God on me right now. We're still here, and there's an assignment. So I want you to do this right now, because there's more, there's so much in here, you can't even cover it in this book. But I want you to go get the book, get one, get several for your friends and neighbors. But as I said earlier, somebody watching, you're an elderly person, and God's been very good to you, and you know one day you're going to leave it all behind. You're going to leave everything you've got behind. Invest it now into the work of God so that your reward will continue even after you're gone. Do you realize that when you take a ministry and you leave a ministry, let's say an estate or in your will, but you leave that ministry something, you're in heaven. You're already there. But do you know that as that ministry uses what you have, that as long as they're teaching and preaching and souls are getting saved, you still have, I call it the residual reward. You still have that happening. And you're gone. You're enjoying heaven. I mean, it's almost like interest in a bank. You put your money, you know, in the old days, you put your money in the bank and it just sits there and you get interest for doing nothing but having your money there. Well, when you support the kingdom of God, the rewards and the benefits, well, let me say it this way, no pun intended, they're out of this world. But this is real important, because I do sense, I don't know when, I really don't, but you're going to see it. Jim, I say that one day Jim is going to play this back and say, I want you to listen what Perry said about what was going to happen, and it's going to affect people. And I'm telling you, I try to get out from this burden. I try to pray it away, walk it away. I try to sleep it away. And I get up, and I'm not talking about it's overwhelming where I can't function. I've had those before. Those are horrible to have, because you just can't function. But this is heavy to where I know, boy, something is out there. Something's headed this way. And we have to be spiritually prepared. Because remember this, if we lost everything we had in the natural, as long as we have faith, we can redo and rebuild anything back from scratch. Some of you started out with nothing when you first married, but faith in God and love, right? And so we have to keep in mind that our faith is the strongest thing that we can have, because it can see us through things. It can see us through sick crisis. It can see us through deaths of family members. It can see us through anything. And that's what faith is, the substance of those things hoped for. So, Jim, I want to give it back to you, let you say what you want to say, because I don't even know how long I've talked.
What you're saying is so powerful and so important. And we're literally, in a few weeks, we can be off the air in thousands, maybe millions of homes. And we've been taken off the air by a major network and told I couldn't have a person on my show. Very well-known person. Leader. I won't back down from, if I believe in somebody, I'm not going to back down on them.
That's right.
I can't.
That's right.
You know, rats leave ships when they're sinking. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, builders build the ship when they're sinking. They're pumping the water out. They're going to save the ship.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
That's what SOS means, save our ship.
Yes.
But there's warfare. And there's not going to be the voice of any prophetic word in America soon if the enemy has his way. They're working on it, and you'll find them shooting the prophets. Are you listening to me at all? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think my mic's broke. God spoke to me this years ago. That some point in the end, we would die in the pulpits because they're afraid of us. The only thing keeping America from total destruction is the Bible, is the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
And if you believe that, you need to stand with your church. You need to stand with God's people. And if you watch the program, you believe what we're trying to do, and we've taken this stand. And just last week, we lost one of our big networks because they said they didn't want like what's being said by a certain guest of my show. How long? They're trying to cancel Franklin Graham. I have to ask Frank to forgive me for mentioning him, but it just bothers me because I love the Grahams. They reached out to me when I was going through a deep valley. And Franklin came to prison to see me when in the prison years and all. But, they're doing this great work. Do you know what Franklin Graham does with Samaritan's Purse? And he'll fly the plane himself if he has to and land in where there's war going on. I mean, land in a field of war.
That's right.
And take food to people, to rescue people. He does this all over the world, and they're trying to remove him from his ministry.
Insane.
That's what they did to me. And they got the government to work with them and took millions of dollars from us. I mean, it's like having your hands tied and then saying, keep on doing it, keep on swimming. Well, it's pretty hard when your hands are tied behind your back.
Yeah.
But God has brought us through. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, He has. Amen.
God's going to bring all of us through together, and we're having a count me in.
Yeah.
I'm believing God that we've got a couple weeks, maybe at the most, a week to pay these bills. And what I'm believing God is, we had the $1,000 giving, and that. That brought down, several million dollars, really, and paid that. And now we're about $1 million to go. And we can do $1 million with the $100 and $10 and $50 and whatever. Together, we can do it.
Yes.
You see, I just don't have that kind of money. Well, some of you had $1 million, and you ought to write the check out.
There you go. It's time to do it.
Somebody ought to build that new studio and just build it so we don't have to raise any more money. I'm tired and old. I need somebody to help me. I got the energy to build it, but I just, raising the money is the hard part.
Yes.
Bill's not hard. No. I love building. No. And we need to do it because the last days, this is to be a last day city of refuge, God's
Amen.
Put to me.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. In 1999, even before that, when I met you 23 years ago, you said God was about to raise 12 places of refuge. I believe that Perry Stone's ministry is one of them. I believe, of course, Morningside USA is another place of refuge.
I believe they're almost all in place and being built now or dream.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They're
and
standing.
I could tell you places, but I want people, this place is to be a voice. And people will come here in the last days. But the signal that goes out from
yes.
here,
yeah.
That's it.
We go over to the whole world, really, with this signal.
Yes.
In the Jim Baker Show, by actually, the audience we have is 1,600,000,000 viewers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Take a lot of building to build a church big enough for that many people to get into. But 1 billion people plus can get into this church, into this television.
You know, people have asked this question, why do we need a place of refuge? Listen to this headline alone. This is why we need Bible teaching ministries, because this is the headline. Delusional of millennials evangelicals is taking place. What does that mean? The rate of addiction, depression, burnout, and lonely Christian youth is overwhelming America. Let me give you another reason why we need places of refuge for these last days. 60% of adults under the age of 40 say Jesus is not the only way. And you wonder why God is preparing places like Morningside USA, the PTL Network, to bring the true gospel. There's another gospel being preached in the church, and you wonder why a generation is walking away.
America used to be a big percentage for Jesus. And now, we've turned away. The Bible warned these days would come. We never really thought that would come. We thought America would always be free. I never dreamt that in America they would start taking people off the air because of the gospel.
Shocking.
And so we need help today, and we've got to count me in, and monthly we can do it with the credit cards now that just let us do this starting last week.
Yeah.
So with $100 a month is the
That's the president.
That's the president's club, and that's a good club. that could help with a lot of people doing that.
That's right. We have the $50 a month, which is the Jubilee offer, or we have the Count Me In, a dollar a day. We're asking as many of you as possible to join a dollar a day. That's $30 donation to the ministry monthly. All these monthly donations will help us.
If everybody that could do the dollar a day right now, yeah. Everybody that could can save this ministry. Yeah. And we have a big audience. And all we need is them to do something. Yeah. And a lot of them, because of the lack of credit cards, stop giving on a regular basis, on a monthly basis. But now you can say, I want to give a dollar a day, and they'll do it automatically on your credit card once a month, right?
Yes, once a month, yes.
Do you have a certain date that they take it out of your account?
We allow you to give a choice of either the 5th of the month, so early on in the month, or at the end of the month on the 20th. And so those are two options for the auto giving. And this is the Count Me In. This is the monthly donation to the ministry. But, Dad, you know, I love, even as we bring this and we're working behind the scenes with the team, I just want all of our viewers, you've stood with this man, Jim Baker, and I'm telling you, Dad, you've just said to us, you said, I'm not going to go down without a fight. I'm not going to give up the calling that God has placed on my life, on this ministry, to bring a platform. That's what it's all about. We have to bring a voice. The truth has to be spoken more than ever. America is in a crisis, and we need the truth. Now's not the time to allow it to go down and be silenced. If ever there was a time to allow the voice of the prophets to be heard, it's now. Now is not the time to throw in the towel. We don't give up. We keep fighting the good fight. That's what we do. And when you join that monthly, you're helping us to fight the good fight. That's what it's all about.
The dollar monthly is that $30.
Yes, $30 a month.
You could do that.
Anyone who says, Jim, count me in. Yeah. We always want to send you a gift, of
this
course.
This is a pray every morning
yes,
when you drink your coffee
every morning
or night
we're
going to
send you the PTL Voice of the Prophets Network mug. And so it's just a great reminder to pray for us, pray for our nation, pray for the world. We need the Lord in this time more than ever.
Yes.
Amen. So let's do the count me. I need everyone who will do monthly.
Yes.
Anybody here do monthly already? Mm-hmm. Are you monthlies? Anybody monthlies?
Yes, amen.
Anybody want to do monthly today?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Look, the several said they'll do monthly. I need everybody to do monthly.
Listen, I'll do $30 a month.
Yes,
me,
amen.
My family and I will do $30. We believe in this ministry. We have been invested physically, everything that you can possibly to be invested in now. You know, it's another time. This is how much we love our ministry here. We've been here 23 years. We're going to continue to go forward. Yes. This message is so important. There's people that can do $50, $100. But listen, any amount that you can do, if you want to do a larger amount, this is the time that we stepped in. You know, Perry Stone laid the foundation in understanding why we need these voices right now, meaning the voice that can give us an understanding on how to interpret, how to discern the time that we're in right now. There's so many voices out there that are just, you know, they're just talking. They're just, listen, stop listening to Facebook prophets. Stop listening to parking lot preachers. It's time to get back to the Word of God, the foundation.
Amen.
The foundation of where we are right now. And listen, this headline right here, meaning the book headline, goes along with what's happening right now. I'm just shocked.
That's why we send out so many books.
Yes.
Exactly.
I wouldn't send books out if it was just to raise the funds. But they are powerful for fundraising. But they are powerful because there's a written word.
Yes.
There's
and you need to know this is last day material.
That's it.
Listen, there's coming a time right now. We're following it very closely. The shortage of paper, not being able to print books, can come closer than what we think. Therefore, all the books that we have offered in the past, keep them close to you. Look at this headline, The Hill. That's not a religious organization, per se. In Afghanistan, this is the headline, in Afghanistan, we've opened the gates of hell. Mm-hmm. What has Perry Stone been talking about? There's something happening spiritually right now, and if we don't understand how to discern even this type of headlines, we gotta go back to the Word. That's all I keep hearing. Go back to the Word. Listen, there's a time and a season that we're seeing right now.
I think of the people that have watched that don't give, and I'm asking everybody who've watched and you really believe that you like hearing people like Perry Stone and the others who come on the show. And we bring the guests that I believe have something to say.
Yes.
Now you'll say, well, why don't you have so-and-so on? Well, sometimes so-and-so already has a big platform and they don't need the voice of the prophets. Mm-hmm. But there's others who need to have the voice of the prophet. And so we want to keep this voice open.
Yes.
And it's been, you know, it's like been war, but then we fought a war and we keep winning.
Yeah.
And while I had a stroke in the hospital, we signed the papers for the new network, and it's on the air.
Amen.
And that network will be sold out in a few months. Yeah. I mean, it's just going like crazy. It's just beautiful thing. In fact, Perry Stone is just starting on our network, I believe, with his show. And this is a miracle of God. I keep coming back from the dead. you know, people say, oh, Jim True.
Yes. Yeah.
No! Don't count me out till I'm dead.
Amen.
As far as I know, I'm still alive.
You're still alive, amen.
We ought to have a heart meter here so you can...
Yeah, to monitor
I'm
you.
I'm still alive, Mondo.
Yes,
oh, boy,
amen.
You're going to continue.
But we need to count you in today. I mean,
yes.
Everybody that could... Let's start with the $30 a month.
Yeah.
That's a dollar a day, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
amen.
We can.
Dollar a day.
The auto give, yes.
By the debit card.
Yep.
It's a credit card.
Debit
do it.
Or credit card.
Then it's automatically.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about it doing any. You can do it a dollar a day, which is $30 a month.
Yes.
Or you can give $50 a month. That's Jubilee.
Yes, Jubilee.
Some of you need a Jubilee.
Yes.
Jubilee is the setting free.
Amen.
And brother, I need to be set free from all of this today.
Amen.
And we've gone through it this month, believe me. But we're still here.
Absolutely.
And we're here to stand with
Amen.
You.
Yeah. Amen.
I tell you the truth.
Yes.
Don't you think we ought to have the truth?
Amen.
Yes, absolutely.
I won't say what my mind came to say, but there's a lot of stuff being said on television. Wickedness. The Bible talks about them sitting at round tables telling lies. And that's what they're telling lies.
Mm.
In the courtrooms, in the Senate, in the Congress, they're telling lies.
It's unbelievable.
I get so tired, I don't even want to hear them anymore.
No.
They say the same things, the same lies, and they have writers to make it up so it sounds prettier.
That's it.
They make the lies look better, sound better. And people believe it. I can't believe America has done what they've done. I can't believe we've turned our back on God. I can't believe that we voted out a president who really believes in God.
This is the great
I don't know
deception.
What happened to the Christians. Where did they go?
Yeah.
It's like they disappeared.
Mm.
The Bible said there'd be a great falling away. Well, it's here. It's here, Mondo.
It is. And that's what we need to hear from Perry Stone. And he's got to go. So we got to ask him one last question.
Why has he got to go? You're going to throw him out?
No, I've got... No, sir. I can't throw that man out. I wish he was here right now.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to come back and be here in person.
Yeah.
And then he can just take over.
Yeah.
But at the conclusion of this study, in this book, you say something. You say, we are in the time of the end. We're on the prophetic timeline, do you think we are right now? Where do you think we are at this moment in this prophetic timeline?
If I were to take everything I know about prophecy, I know we're right there in Matthew 24 with all the birth pain signs. Everybody should know that. I think most people are aware of that. But if I were to say to you what would be outside of major birth pains, there's minor birth pains, there's first, second, third trimester. We're in the third trimester, I believe, where they increase and things get bigger and more advanced and less time involved with them happening. I'm really looking at that alignment of nations about Gog and Magog in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. We don't have time, of course, to get into that. But I do believe that we're going to start seeing, especially with what's happened in Afghanistan, And the fact that America looks weak now. Now, I have friends in the Middle East. outside the United States, and I said, how does America look now? And I've heard them say America is a laughing stock right now. America, they're saying the America is gone. American empire is done. China's going to be the next big empire to take over everything. I mean, this is what they're saying outside of the United States. But I think what we need to do, and I'm going to give it from a very practical perspective, is really learn to spend time with the Lord in prayer to get your spirit built up. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost to get your joy level up. Because it's like Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews, if Satan can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. We have to maintain a level of the joy of the Lord no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on. And we have to understand that if God be for us, who can be against you? I mean, when you fight God's people, you end up fighting God. And that's what we have to keep in mind, that this battle belongs to the Lord. But at the same time, we just can't sit back and say whatever will be, will be. So my encouragement to people is to stand up and to speak up and not be afraid, because the worst thing that can happen to you is you end up going to heaven.
Yeah.
And what's so bad about that? So, Jim, I want to thank you. And as soon as we can, I want to come down there and be with you in person and really get into some other things the Lord's given us. Amen.
Wouldn't it be great to have Perry Stone here for a 3-day crusade?
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be great? Wow.
You never know. You never know.
Yes, amen.
We can televise it for 3 days, too. It'd be great all over the world.
Yeah.
Well, our time's gone for today, Nana. What's that phone number? Because I need people to count them in. I need to count on them today.
Yes.
I need everybody who's so tired they didn't want to get off the couch, but would do it.
Amen. Call us at 1-888-988-1588. That's our toll-free number. Or you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
Well, we have to go. We want you to pray for our family.
Yes.
Grandma Shire has gone to be with the Lord, and she's better off than we are. And we want you to pray for the whole family and to pray for all of us here. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Be ready. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Be ready. Wow. Perry Stone with us today.
Yes.
Let's give him one more hand. Thank him so much for being with us. One of the great speakers of all time. Our time's gone. Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. Call me, please.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.